Welcome back to the 12 Days of Human Design series. Today we are doing my episode, so we're going to do just a little high-level overview of my own design, and I have to tell you that I feel like I'm standing in front of you naked as we look at my design together.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
There's a photo of my chart in the show notes for you so that you can take a look at that and follow along as we go. And if you don't have your own human design chart yet, just pause this episode before you go any further. Hop on over to the website. It's VickiDixon.com. You can do it right from your phone. If you're walking, just take a little break and pop your chart in, because you're going to want to see how some of these things play out in your own design. I'm really trying to bring this series back to you so that you can see how these energies may play out in your own life if you have some of the same things defined or undefined in your own design. Where will we start with my design? I think that we will start with my biggest conditioners. So we all have conditioners in our lives, right? And we choose the families that we come into, we choose the life experiences that we come into, we choose all of it. So please understand that whenever I'm talking about my own conditioning, there is no blame here, okay? It is what it is. And same thing with human design. We can have human design envy over a part of someone's chart for sure, but there's no good or bad in human design. It just is. And I believe that we choose the life experiences that build our character in the best way for us. I can tell you, as a midlife woman, a Gen Xer, I am 51 at the time of this recording, and I am in the middle of my Chiron return. Chiron is not a planet, it's an asteroid, and it comes back to the place that it was at the time of your birth, around the time when you're 50 years old. So this is a big, big, big thing. This is why women tend to go crazy at 50, or the conditioning on us is that we're going crazy at 50. I don't think it's that we're going crazy at all. It's like that we're not taking shit anymore. Pardon my language. You know, we're going to start standing in our own authority. We're going to start unpeeling the layers away of all of the ways that we've been taught that we're not good enough, or that we are not worthy of something. You know, we're just ready to get fierce. And that's what your Chiron brings. Chiron is the wounded healer. So if there are wounded places in you, that Chiron is going to give you the opportunity to really play in the energies of who are you now. Chances are your kids are grown, they've left or are leaving home, your relationship with your partner is changing, and you're really ready to be like, okay, what now? That's the stage of my life that I'm at too. And that's largely in part because of this Chiron return. So when we look at the biggest conditioners in my own design and the gifts that understanding my human design and living my human design has given me, I'm hoping that you'll find some of the same things so that we know that we're in this together. So first things first, you've heard me talk about this a lot if you've been following along with this series or with the Unjaded podcast at all, is about the conditioning away from our emotions that we have as Gen Xers. So when I found out that I was emotionally defined as per my human design, I was shocked. I don't think I've ever been more shocked in my life as when I found out that I'm emotionally defined and I'm here to be emotional. Because I would not describe myself to be a highly emotional person. And I don't think that the people in my life would describe me to be highly emotional either, especially before I found human design. So for my whole life, I remember when I was younger, I thought I had this massive hormone imbalance that could never be diagnosed, but there was just something horribly wrong with me because I literally wanted to burn my whole life down about a week before every time I got my period. And I remember talking to my daughters, one of whom is emotionally defined and one who is not. I remember talking to them and saying, no major decisions in your life that week, you know, and thinking this was like a thing that happens to everybody. I mean, there are hormone imbalances for sure, but it's not the universal experience, right? My daughter, who is undefined emotionally, she's like, what the heck? What are you talking about? Like, she didn't have that. But what I've discovered in my work with my own design and with clients is that almost always, your emotional wave and your hormone cycle, whether you still have a bleeding week or not, talk about graphic if the men are listening to us here, but your emotional wave and your hormone cycle work together. Almost always they work together. I have found this to be the case with clients, with myself. I think everyone that I have worked with, this has been the case. Now for me, I have a defined root as well. So if you have a defined root in your design, you're going to find that your root pulses on and off with that as well. And I think that's just nature's way of being like, you don't have to have a whole shitty month. You can just have a week or 3 days of a shitty time and then you're through it, you know? So uncovering this piece in my design, this emotional piece, has been huge for me, partly because I have been able to uncover so much creativity by following the rhythm of my wave, and I have been able to make aligned decisions without regret. It has taken some mistakes for sure. It's taken some regretful decisions for sure to get here. But over the years of learning and living my human design, I've really been able to step into this place of clarity where there once wasn't any clarity. And that's the thing with the defined emotional solar plexus, is that you oftentimes feel like you're crazy because you're never clear on anything. You're always, always, always searching for clarity. And I was too. Same thing with an undefined Ajna, which is something that I also have. These two, we talk a lot about the nuances in this series. These two things play together. You know, if you have an undefined Ajna and a defined solar plexus, you're going to be unclear of a lot of things in your life a lot of the time. There's no truth in the now for you. And that was a big conditioner for me because I was never raised to be emotional. I was never raised to be in touch with my emotions. I was the stoic. I was the one who was counted on to, you know, never let them see you sweat. It's crazy when I look back on the experiences of my life and how conditioned away from feeling my emotions I was. And if you're a Gen Xer, chances are it's the same for you, because there wasn't room for our emotions, right? It was like, if you want to cry, I'll give you something to cry about. You're okay. You're fine. It could be worse. You could be in, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's just so much conditioning around this ability to feel emotions. And I know for a lot of us, we will even answer a question about how we are feeling. Feeling is an emotional state. We'll answer a question about how we're feeling with a word that's not even an emotion. Good, solid. A client said to me the other day, I can't even remember what she said, and we laughed because it's like, that's not even an emotion. But we're so out of touch with our emotions. So that's been a huge gift. I would say the biggest gift in my human design has been falling in love with this emotional solar plexus definition, with this drive to have clarity, with this sitting with feelings and emotions, with this understanding how to process them, with knowing how to make decisions without regret. So that's number one thing that I was conditioned away from and biggest gift in my design. Another thing you'll notice in my chart in the show notes, my will center, so that's the tiny little triangle on the right-hand side of the chart, my will center is completely open. So I have no frame of reference. Remember that when you are undefined in a center, you might have gates defined in it. And when it's open for you, there's no gates defined. So there's no frame of reference to filter the energy there. And the will center is about money. It's about resources. It's about competition. It's about the tribe. It's about business, integrity, all of these things. So when I get all of these lessons coming to me, my natural tendency is to try to prove myself, to try to prove myself worthy. I will question my value and my worth at every turn. And for me, like a lot of times with my clients, that will show up in underpricing their services. And I don't really see that a lot in my own business, but it does sneak in there the odd time. I was just speaking to my VA about this week, how there's one little area of my business. And if you're on my email list, you're going to hear about that in January because I'm working on an email now about it. But you're going to hear about how this plays out for me. And if you're not on my email list, you want to head on over to the website and get on there for sure, because I drop lots of human design gold in the email system. So back to this undefined will center. If this is undefined for you, you will have a desire to prove yourself. And it can be over the stupidest things. Honest to God, like I will try to prove myself to myself 24/7. And I'll have to say to myself, Vicky, because that's what I call myself, Vicky, what are you doing? Pete and I went to the top of a direct sales company very, very quickly, partly out of desperation. Maybe I'll unpack that story with you someday. But I did it in a way that did not honor how I'm built to live and to be at all, at all, at all. And 3 weeks of every month, I would travel all the way across Canada on the milk run and teach the whole way there and all the way back on the milk run. And I'm not a traveler. I'm not someone who does really well away from home in different time zones with different people. I'm a hermit, right? I'm a second line profile. I need to hermit away. And Pete and I had this game where when I was feeling like I couldn't push anymore, he would message me and he'd say, do you need me to call you in the morning and tell you you can't do this? Because if you tell me I can't do something, I will prove you wrong every single time. Don't give me words of affirmation. Don't give me fluffy language. Don't feel all over me and hug me and tell me that I'm wonderful. Tell me that I can't do it and I will prove you wrong. And that is that undefined will center. So this has been a big awareness piece for me, is really understanding, where am I trying to prove myself? I have nothing to prove. So many times I've had to come back to that. That's been a big conditioner in my design. The biggest conditioner in my design for sure has been around my intensity. If you look at the gate of my unconscious sun, so that is the top number on the left-hand side of your chart, is your unconscious sun. And that's said to be where the darkness comes to light, where you bring darkness into light. It is a great wound in your design, in your person, as you walk through life. And mine is around clinging fire. It's around my intensity. And my whole life, I have been told, like, apparently, I don't know, you tell me if you know this about me, but apparently even my gaze is intense. I don't know, because I don't look at myself, right? But I will have people say that to me when we're out. I have a friend and she said, okay, the next time we're out, I'll tell you where that comes up for you. Because I know the look. She'll say, I know the look. I can give you the look that you give, but I don't even know I'm doing it. I have so much intensity. So this gate 30 is not only my unconscious sun, but it's also a repeating theme in my chart. So remember that gates that repeat in your design are themes in your life. And this gate repeats for me. So it is a theme in my chart. It's also in a Mercury placement for me. So it's how I communicate. I'm meant to communicate with intensity and with fire. And how do you think I have always tried to deliver my message? Softly. I have always tried to soften my message because I have Mercury in the nurturing gate, in gate 27, nurturing, accountability, healing energy on one side, and in fire and intensity on the other side. So marrying those two things has been really an important piece of the puzzle. And the best human design reading that I ever had, someone said to me, the very first thing she said to me was, your message is, I love you and you need to wake the F up. And that is how I communicate, or at least I hope that's how I'm communicating with you. And I think that's really the beauty in a human design reading, is not so that you can come in and have somebody love all on you and tell you, oh, here's all of the fancy schmancy things. It's like, no. As readers, we need to be able to dial in on the thing that's holding you back in your life and deliver it like that to you so that you can go out of that reading and you can make headway in your life. And that's what I do in my readings too. I've had people say it over and over and over again that they didn't even know that that was the thing that was holding them back, but I can deliver it right to them in a way that they can then do something with it. That is largely in part because of my quad right design. So when you look at the arrows on the top of your chart, there's four arrows that are beside your head center. Mine all point right. And I'm not going to go deeply into that, but what this means is that all of the knowledge that I have within me, all of my lived experience, you know, my 30 years as an entrepreneur, my 10 years as a holistic health in nutrition and yoga and Reiki and all of those things, all of my lived experience, all of my human design experience, every book I've read, every video I've watched, every training I've taken, it's all in my brain. Ra, the founder of human design, called quad right people all seeing and all knowing. We just have this thing that we do where we don't even know what's in our brains. So my information that's in my brain is not for me. It does nothing to figure out my own life. Trust me, I could hook you up with my coach and he'd be like, oh, honey, nothing to help me figure out my own life. But it's for you. This quad right thing is that when I'm in the room with the right person and they ask a question, boom, my brain, my mind, my God knows what, pulls it out. And there's times where I hear myself say something in a reading and I'm like, I didn't even know that I knew that. And that's how it is with this quad right thing. This is one of my gifts, is that my juice in my brain is here for you and not for me. So another big conditioner on my design is power and leadership. So I have leadership. You know, when I look at my design, I'm like, okay, well, there's the design of a leader. There's a design of a leader who leads with love and who has intensity and fire and who loves new beginnings and innovation and has passion and has fantasies and big visions. This is the design that I'm looking at, who has a natural gift for story. But we know what we did. I hope we don't do it anymore, but we know what we did to little girls who wanted to be leaders, right? And I don't know that I ever wanted to be a leader, but I'm naturally designed to be a leader. My conscious sun, so right-hand side, top gate, my conscious sun is in gate 8. It's all about contribution, all about contribution. I am here to make a contribution. But again, just like you, I have been conditioned to play small. So there is something that you're here to do. There is something that you're uniquely gifted to deliver to the planet. You know, what is that saying? Service is the rent that we pay to be here on the earth. So there's something that you're here to be in service of, and there's something that I'm here to be in service of. And human design is absolutely the best way to get in touch with not only your purpose and how you're here to serve, but who you're here to serve. All of that is in your human design. And I would love nothing more than to help you to tap into that as we step into 2024. It's a new year and you get another chance to get in touch with yourself. Because I firmly believe that if we have more women standing in their power, we will change the world. So if you're with me and you're ready, you can book your own human design reading with me. We will spend 75 minutes, 90 minutes, whatever we need to go deep into the nuances of you. What makes you you? What is the biggest thing that holds you back in your life? Where are you being conditioned or have you been conditioned to play small? And how do we get you to stop? How do we get you to stand in your gifts? Because I'm betting if you're listening to this, you don't even know what your gifts are. And I can help you uncover that in a human design reading. And I really hope that I get the chance to. So head on over to the website. It's linked in the show notes, VickiDixon.com. It's just my name. And get your reading booked so that you can step into 2024 being everything that you came here to be. My mission is that you live your entire life unjaded, unapologetically standing in your gifts.